Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is face. F-A-C-E.
Really?
You bet your life. More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, a comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Not so loud, you wake him up.
Oh, that's me.
Well, here I am again with $4,500 for one of our couples.
Groucho, we have a bachelor and a spinster for you, selected from our studio audience just before we went on the air.
For me? Oh, you shouldn't.
Yeah, Miss Frances Richardson, Mr. Herman Cantor, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. A bachelor and a spinster, eh? Frances Richardson. Where are you from, Frances?
From Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. And how long, did you stay in Washington?
Well, I left there when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, you must see, you were very smart for your age, weren't you? You must be a Republican, right? There hasn't been a Republican in Washington since you were 4 or 5 years old. I'm in Canton, huh?
That's right, Groucho.
You're the bachelor?
I'm the bachelor, yeah.
How old are you?
Well, I'll be 58 on my next birthday.
51, you're a fine-looking lad.
Thank you, Groucho.
Where are you from, Herm?
Bayonne, New Jersey.
Bayonne?
Bayonne, New Jersey.
Oh, I thought that was the front part of a rifle. How is it you're a bachelor, a fine-looking boy like
well,
you?
Well, I just decided I wanted to be a bachelor. It wasn't
when did you make this decision?
Many years ago.
I mean, approximately, how old were you when you...
Oh, I would say about 20, 21,
20, 22. And what was responsible for this decision?
You don't let anybody boss me around. Tell me what I can do and what I can't do.
Well, if I ever saw a man who was ripe for matrimony, it's Herman here. He's certainly ripe. I don't know if he's for matrimony. By the way, Herman, did you see my picture in Look magazine this week?
No, Groucho, no, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't have to regret it, but I was just checking, that's all. What sort of work do you do, Herman?
Well, I'm not doing much of anything right now, Groucho. I'm a retired police lieutenant in Bayonne, New Jersey Police Department.
Oh, that's so. That doesn't answer my question, but it certainly raises a few. What did you retire from?
I retired from the police department many years ago in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Oh, well, actually, you're a bull put out to pasture.
I guess you call it that, yeah.
Francis, do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
So what do you do?
I'm head of the research department at 20th Century Fox.
Oh, well, that's a pretty important job, isn't it? Could you give me a part in one of your pictures?
Well, I'm afraid not. I just work in the library.
Oh. Well, I've been on the shelf for the last 6 months. Do you ever get any unusual requests for information?
Yes, we get quite a lot of them.
What, for example?
One quite unusual one was someone wanted to know what kind of chemical he could use to dissolve a body in a bathtub and not hurt the enamel.
Nice kid as well. Just a playboy, that's all. Well, it's been fun talking to you two, and I've learned quite a bit, and I hope you win lots of money for me tonight, particularly since it's not my money. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $4,500 question. Now, Fenneman, suppose you handle this next interview.
Okay, Groucho, and who are you, sir? Why, it's our sound effects man, and I hear you rode in the new 1952 Plymouth. Well, such enthusiasm. A real beauty, huh? And what about those new Plymouth tone-tailored interiors? You don't say. Well, tell us about the ride. What kind of a road were you on? I know what you mean, real bad, huh? But inside the 52 Plymouth. Yes, that's Plymouth's sensational safety floor ride. Well, sound man, one more question. How about the engine? They tell me the cylinder head's been redesigned for smoother, high-compression performance. Can you show us how she sounds? Exactly. Quietest engine in Plymouth history. And these are just a few of the many exciting features. So, folks, run, swim, fly. To your DeSoto Plymouth dealers, see the 52 Plymouth.
All right, now, Lyle, let's see how you work together as a team. George?
Yes, sir. You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $4,500 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the program.
Let's see how I can build your $20. You selected characters in nursery rhymes and fairy tales. Here's your price question. How much are you going to bet? You have $20.
What do you say?
19
is all right with me.
19, all right. Who do you associate with a traveling pie salesman?
Peter Piper.
No.
Oh, no.
Talk it over.
I'm
sorry. Simple Simon.
You have $1.
Just want you to know that I have children, too. You have $1. Well, this is dreadful. Right? Well, you're going for $4,500, right? And that's the big prize. How much of the $1 will you bet?
You do the talking.
50 cents.
50 cents. What royal character do you associate with a violin trio?
Oh,
Francis, you're either scared or nervous or... all right, you have 50 questions. Well, the answer, of course, is Little Jack Horner. Old King Cole. Oh, I know. 25 cents. All right. Who do you associate with curds and whey?
The spider that sat down beside her. No.
Yes, but we have to have the name. It's Little Miss Muffet. You knew it, but you just didn't know the name. You just muffed it, that's all.
That's all.
Now, how much are you going to bet?
Bet it all.
All right, who do you associate with a candlestick?
Jack the Humble Jack.
That's right, Jack Jump Over the Candlestick. Well, we don't let anybody leave here with 50 cents.
No.
We're going to give you one question. We don't want you to leave here with less than $25. So we're going to give you a question now for $24.50. And if you guess this correctly, we're going to give you $25. What color is the little brown jug?
Brown.
Brown is right. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Groucho, we invited...
Well, they got fired if I hadn't said that.
Groucho, we invited some helicopter pilots to the program tonight, and our audience selected Mr. Henry Eagle to be on the show. His partner is a woman with an unusual occupation, Miss Hetty Klein. And here they come. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, to the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mr. Henry Eagle, and Miss Hetty Klein. Where are you from, Hetty?
I was born in Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, huh?
That's right.
What kind of work do you do, Hetty?
I work for CalBest Electronics.
For who?
CalBest Electronics.
Have you tried bicarbonate soda? What kind of an outfit is that?
Oh, we manufacture radios and television, and amplifier, and all sorts of electronic equipment.
I see. And what is your job there?
I'm production supervisor, and in my spare time, I'm a television repairwoman.
Really? Say, you're quite versatile, aren't you? Did you see my picture in Look magazine this week, Hetty?
No, I didn't.
I'm just checking. Well, television is certainly a mystery to me. For example, what's wrong when those big gray lines suddenly shoot across my screen sideways?
Oh, you have trouble with your horizontal circuit. Probably the oscillator isn't functioning properly, or the flyback transformer's not quite right. Possibly it's off frequency, or maybe just your waveform isn't proper.
What are some of the other common complaints of the TV set?
Oh, your vertical oscillator might not be oscillating properly.
You mean to say that my vertical oscillator isn't oscillating properly? Come outside and say that, Hetty.
It's quite possible that your audio output transformer might have shorted to the frame and shorted B plus to the chassis.
Well, that's true. That's definitely true.
Or probably your rectifier tube is shorter and getting trouble with the power transformer. That could short, too, also.
I guess I'm pretty much of a mess. What sort of work do you do, Henry?
I'm a helicopter pilot.
Oh, say, you've certainly got a, the appropriate name for it, Eagle. Sure. But don't mention it quite so loud because there are children listening to this show, and we don't like you to use the word, you know, say, heckacopter. No, we try to be that way in this show. Every once in a while, the nice Nellie comes out in me. What's the difference between a helicopter pilot and a regular orthodox pilot?
Well, a helicopter pilot pilots helicopters.
I'm going to get some great answers from this kid.
Regular pilot pilots airplanes.
Well, I have a pilot in my gas stove, and it doesn't pilot anything. It's out most of the time, and so am I. I'm home on the range occasionally. Just what is a heckacopter? And see if you can tell me without waving your arms.
A helicopter is a...
Hectocopter.
A hectocopter is a rotary-winged aircraft which depends on the rotating airfoils for its lift, and unlike an airplane, is aerodynamically unstable.
No, skip it. You'll never get it off the ground, huh? Who do you work for, Mr. Eagle?
I work for Los Angeles Airways.
Oh. What kind of an outfit is that?
Los Angeles Airways is the first commercial scheduled helicopter airmail service in the world operating in the Los Angeles area here.
Tell us about your helicopter mail service. Has it speeded up the mail service very much?
Well, it has speeded up the mail service greatly. For instance, you could mail a letter in San Bernardino tonight, and it would be in New York tomorrow morning.
That's quite an improvement. It only took me 3 weeks to walk to San Bernardino. As a matter of fact, I did mail an air special in Hollywood tonight, and will it be in New York tomorrow morning?
Yes, it will.
Well, that'll be quite a trick, because I sent the letter to Honolulu. Well, I've certainly added considerably to my education here tonight, particularly with my little joust with Hetty here. And if something goes wrong with my TV set, I'll call in my DeSoto Plymouth dealer. He can fix anything. Now you're going to play your... Now you're going to play your best of life. You beat our other couples, and you get a chance at the $4,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The spinster and the bachelor went broke, so this couple has a clear field. And the secret word is still face.
Here we go. Let's see how high you can build your $20. You selected Rivers of the World. Here's your first question. How much of the $20 will you go for?
15.
That's fine.
What is the name of the sacred river of the Hindus? This river empties into the Bay of Bengal.
Ganges.
Ganges is right.
You're off to a good start. You have $35.
Remember, you're going for $4,500 tonight. How much of the... How much?
$35.
$35. Are you going to try this time?
$30.
What is the name of the Alaskan River that served as a water highway for prospectors during the gold rush?
Yukon.
Yukon is right.
You now have $65.
Here's your third question. You have $65. What are you going to try?
$64.
What is... $64. It's a number we try not to use on this show. What is the name of the South American river which has the greatest volume of water in the world?
The Amazon.
The Amazon is right.
You're really on your way. You have $129.
Amazon. I was out with one last night. Do you have how much?
$129.
Let's take it all.
You're going to bet $125?
No, all of it. $129.
$129. All right. What is the name of the African river, which is the second longest in the world?
The Nile.
The Nile is right. Put it there, Henry. Henry?
And you wind up with $258.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We invited some dairymen to the program tonight, Groucho, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Jack Melbourne. His partner is a housewife, Yvette Huffus. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mrs. Yvette Huffus. And Mr. Jack Melbourne? You're from Australia, huh?
I'm from Ohio.
Oh, from Ohio. I thought Melbourne was in Australia. You're the dairyman?
I'm a goat dairyman.
What's that?
A goat dairyman.
A goat dairyman, huh? Are you married?
Yes.
How'd you meet your wife?
I met her at a goat show.
Did she win any prizes?
Yes, she did. She won first prize. I came in second.
Well, that's very smart. Always marry the first prize. Mrs. Yvette Hoppus, you're the housewife, huh?
Yes.
What kind of a name is that? It's kind of a curious name, isn't it? Yvette Hoppus?
Yvette is French, and Hoppus is Irish and Dutch.
Oh, well, that's quite a combination. Anyone the smorgasbord? Where were you born? In France, Ireland, or Holland?
I was born in Alexandria, Egypt.
Well, kid, you've certainly been around, haven't you? What does your husband do, you bet?
He works at North American Aircraft.
On aircraft? Is he a barber? What does he do?
He puts things together.
He puts things together?
Uh-huh.
What kind of thing?
Oh, little iron things.
Little iron things like what?
Metal.
Oh, iron is a metal. I never knew that, eh? You say you're a goat farmer, Mr.?
I'm a goat dairyman.
Oh, a goat. Oh, there is a difference there, isn't there? How many goats do you have at your dairy?
10 bucks and 290 does.
That's a lot of does to get for 10 bucks. You bet. Let's talk about your husband. How did you meet this metallurgist or whatever he is?
Well, I met him in an elevator, and the way it happened was that we were both on the same floor. And we saw the elevator door open, and there was no bellboy around. So we walked in, and my husband said...
Oh, you were married before you met him? That's quite a trick. In Egypt, you know, they do that. First they get married, and then they meet each other. Frequently in a grain elevator. That is, if they know their oats. No, what happened?
Well, he said, well, no bellboy around. Let's go in. And I said, okay.
Oh, he's pretty snappy with a repartee, wasn't he?
Your face sure looks familiar to me.
Hey.
Secret word.
You said face. That's a secret word, so you each win 50 bucks. I'm not bucks. I don't want to say both bucks to a goat.
Thank you, sir.
Well, there you are in the elevator, married. What happened?
So he said, you going downstairs? I said, yes. So he pressed the button to go downstairs. Mm. And do you know what happened?
There was no downstairs button.
No!
In Egypt, the elevators don't have a downstairs button. They only go up, and then they sneak around the corner.
The elevator got stuck between the second and third floor, and we were alone.
He said,
isn't that intimate? I said, sure
is. Intimate? He said, isn't that intimate, huh?
He meant romantic.
How did you figure that out,
you bet? So?
This program has now become guessing the name of that word. And did all this finally have a happy ending?
Oh, wonderful.
Now he's
Thank
putting...
Thank you.
I'm going to become part of this romance. Now, Yvette, if you'll excuse me, I'm going back to the goats for a minute, huh? How much milk does a goat give in a day?
Well, they don't really give it. You have to take it away from them.
Trying to make a goat out of me, eh? I suppose if the goat gets obstinate, you just take things in your own hands, eh?
Well, treat them gently, kindly.
I guess you have to, don't you?
Play music for them.
You play music for them?
Yes.
While Nanny is being dehydrated, you play music? What kind of music? Everything I have is yours, or... Do they like patriotic music like the Yanks are coming?
we play anything that happens to be on the radio.
I see. They still listen to the radio? They're the only ones, the only survivors that are listening to radio, huh? 40 goats in San Fernando. Wait till Tom up here's about this. Did you see my picture in Look magazine this week?
No, I haven't seen it.
Do you take Look magazine?
Well, I don't take it. I buy a copy every week.
You're pretty quick on the trigger, aren't you? Maybe your goats ate my picture, huh? Well, I learned a lot about goats tonight and also about Egypt. Was that where it was?
Something, your money's not real.
Yvette, I want to explain something to you. Yvette, I'm going to explain the facts of life to you. There isn't anything on this show that's real. Plus that, there is a government law that you are not allowed to photograph real money. So on the show, we use this kind of Confederate money, and when the show is over, we will see that you are reimbursed with the real blown-in-the-bottle money. Now, does that wash away your skepticism about our whole operation here? Well, now you're going to play your bet your life for a chance at the $4,500 question. You run your $20 no more than the other couples. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The TV lady and the helicopter pilot won $258, and the secret word is still face.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected foreign monetary units. Is that right? And there's no point of you looking at Mr. Fenneman's sheet because the answers are not on there. These Egyptian tactics will get you nothing. Now, here we go. How much are you betting?
It's about 18.
18. 18.
18. What is the monetary unit of France?
Frank.
Frank, you're welcome. That's right.
You now have $38.
Remember, you're going for $4,500. Now, how much is the...
You're right, huh?
Oh. This kid could be a cashier at Alcatraz. And she looks so naive when she plays that. How much are you going to bet? You have $38.
Let's bet 36.
36, huh? I bet you handle the money in your family, don't you, Yvette? Huh?
No.
All right, what is the... You're betting $36. What is the monetary unit of Italy?
Lira.
Lira is right.
You've now climbed to $74.
You have $74. How much are you going to bet?
72.
73. What is the monetary unit of Russia?
Rubles.
Ruble is right.
You now have $147.
$147, and this is your last chance to beat the other people. How much are you going to bet?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whites.
Yeah.
What is the monetary unit of Canada?
Dollar.
Dollar. Dollar.
The dollar is right. Put it there, kid.
And you wind up with $294. And that means that you people, in just 1 minute, get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $4,500 question. It's here, the car that's designed for you and your budget, too. The beautiful new 1952 DeSoto. And, brother, is it made for comfort, big and luxurious in every way. Wide front and rear doors you walk through instead of crawl through. Inside, there's plenty of room to stretch out and relax in solid comfort. The seats are chair high, so you get more leg room. There's headroom to spare, even for Mother's favorite hat. And the luggage compartment, too, is big and roomy, designed to carry loads of luggage. You can slide luggage in or out without having to lift it over a ledge. Yes, sir, count on roominess. Plus a whole host of other great features,
and you've got the new, the 1952 DeSoto. The car that's designed for you and your budget, too. Visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow and drive the exciting 1952 DeSoto. And remember, the dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car, most like high-priced cars. Well, here comes the winning couple, Mrs. Hoppus and the Dairyman, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $4,500 question.
Yvette, there was never any question in my mind that you were going to wind up with the most money here tonight. Well, here we go for $4,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please not open the audience. Here it is. I'm sure everyone has heard of Lady Godiva's famous legendary horseback ride through the streets of an English city. She did it in protest against impossible taxes. For $4,500, tell me, what was the city where this ride took place? All right, what is the answer, you two? What is the answer?
Coventry.
$4,500. But how much in the quiz, George?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm aware of that, George, but take a stab at it. Eh?
$294 in the quiz.
That means you win $4,794. What's the secret word, which is a fake $100? You haven't got the audaciousness now to accept real money for that $100. Well, congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
Thank you very much.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks. See the 1952 DeSoto.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. When walking, stop at the curb, look both ways, cross when it's safe. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.